Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question that when answered can take your bodybuilding training efforts, your discipline in the gym, your discipline with your eating habits, a better understanding of the training nutrition process, the whole physique development journey. What would that question be? Think about that right now. I want you to call to the show. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. Call into the show. Get my ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle Max OT Style, a 164-page ebook all about weight training and cardiovascular training with the Max OT training principles. That ebook is a $24.99 value, sold all over the world, and it's yours for free just for calling in, asking your question, sharing your opinion on the topics that we will talk about today, or anything else you want to talk about too. All it takes is one strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same challenges that you've been going through over and over again that can make you better mentally, physically, emotionally, and then physically, if they can launch into a new level of that physical and mental growth. One new strategy, one whack on the head, one new way of looking at what you've been going through, and that's what I'm here today to help you get. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And what is that next level for you? As you strive to create the body that you really want, not a body that you're settling for, the one you really want. What is that next level? Have you thought about it and specifically divine what would have to happen? What would you have to do? What would the body you want really look like? That's the first step, getting very clear on what it is you want. And then the answers to those questions will come to you like magic, whether it's a fitness magazine that you're reading, browsing through the internet, getting some ideas from a training partner, or heck, calling in to this radio talk show today. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by SkipLaCour.com. That's my website, www.skipLaCour. Tons of free information on SkipLaCour.com. There's also my 10 books and 7 DVDs. I've written over 2,000 pages specifically about bodybuilding and training, the mindset, the workouts, the nutritional programs, everything you have to do, over 2,000 pages. Okay, and I've produced over 20 hours on DVD footage, over 7 DVDs, so I want you to check those out. I want you to even take a look at the package, get them all for one special price. I'm also including the shipping for free on my library special. That's all of my 10 titles on a CD disc and all 7 of my DVD. So check that out, skiplacour.com. I want you to look at the bottom. Look at there's a members-only website where 4 years of training and the whole journey, all in great detail. I have outlined pictures, videos, audio, all my thoughts, words, contest preparation. I sold that for $9.99 a month and $100 for a package deal. You can get that for free access to those 4 years by sending me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. My gift to you for listening to this show. So visit the website at www.skiplacour.com. Also, Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by AST Sports Nutrition Products, AST Sports Nutrition Supplements. Training advice, the MaxOT training program is from AST Sports Science. So check out their website at www.ast.com, www.ast-ss.com. You can also go to skiplacour.com, see the AST logo link, and over to the site. Sign up for the MaxOT program. You've heard about that program all over the internet, or all your friends in the gym. Building muscle in the shortest period of time, MaxOT training, maximum overload training. You can go to the MaxOT, the AST website, click on the MaxOT link on the lower right-hand corner. You can get access to the detailed program just by signing up for the program. So visit the AST Sports Science website at www.ast.com. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Show is brought to you by the Manformation Show. That's my radio talk show to help you develop leadership skills, get everything you want in life, to give you alpha strategies to help you transform into the man you really want to be. Check out the website, www.manformation.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. Check out the forum for men just like you, trying to take all aspects of their life to the next level, not just their body, their fitness, and their personal development to the next level. So check out the manformation.com website. I want to welcome to the show Ben Lewis. He is a fitness expert extraordinaire from Australia. He's been joining me on the show, sharing his insight. Ben, how are you today?
Great. Very, very good. How are you, Skip?
I am awesome. Thank you very much. Excited to be here. Excited to share information that is really helping, and we've got a lot of great comments on Ben. So I want you to check out, want you to call in 347-326-9145. When Ben says something that you want to get his opinion on, something you want to comment on, call up Ben on the show, too, and get his expertise. Ben comes from a little different perspective as I do. We're generally in the same direction, whereas Ben, I usually find that when I talk with maybe guys who have just trained in the gym, maybe they don't even want to compete in a bodybuilding contest. Sometimes they feel a little uncomfortable with all the years that I've been training and all the bodybuilding contests. Like, I can only speak to higher level, the most advanced people, and that's certainly not true. And that's what's great. You know, Ben's been training not quite as long as I have, but in the 4 years he's focused, it helped a lot of people. It can give you a lot of perspective. You might feel a little bit more comfortable. Hey, you're not going to offend me. Ben's a great guy. He's a great person on my team. So there's another option. So if you connect with Ben, you want to ask a question. So you do that here. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. And get that free ebook. Talk to us today. Help us answer your questions. So Ben and I, we're going to continue on with what we were talking about today. But before we go into that, I've got I want to spend a few minutes giving you some insight with this coming year that's coming up. So I'm going to take a few minutes to do that right now. Get you all set up for the beginning of the year, so you can start that off with the best sense of motivation and drive, no matter where you've been before. So with this new year upon us, we want to build our bodies. We want to lose that body fat. We're committed that this is the year we're going to get it all together and create that body that we really want. One of the challenges that will inevitably come during our journey over the next year is that our motivation to train Will Wayne. Yes, we may be fired up right now. Yes, this is the year that we're committed and we're ready to get off to a great start. We will be challenged and we need to be prepared during those challenging times. So I want to talk to you about what to do when your level of motivation isn't as high as what you would like it to be. Because it's surviving those times that will determine your level of fulfillment as well as your physical development. Surviving those downtimes, getting back that fire desire to help you survive those downtimes and get your training back on track. It's easy to get to the gym when you have productive workouts and when things are going well. But just how do you get yourself to keep going to the gym when you aren't motivated? That's the real challenge. One way or another, you need to find a way to get yourself through the difficult times. It's your longevity. Simply sticking with your program just a little longer in order to produce the results you want, that's one of the most important factors toward your ultimate success. It's not a good couple of training sessions, no matter how great those training sessions are. It's what you do over time. It's stacking together a couple of months, 6 months, 8 months, an entire year of great training together, sticking it through whether you're motivated or not motivated. That is going to determine your real level of success. Now, on a scale from 1 to 10, even if you were to, your workouts could be, let's just say, a 7.5 and 8 on a scale from 1 to 10, and measured by how motivated you are, how fired you up to train, a 7.5 and, or an 8 done consistently over 6 months is far better than someone who gets all intense, all and fired up, and has a 10 out of 10 workout, and he does that for 5 or 6 days, he quits, gets back on it, gets back up to a 10, quits for a couple months, all right? It's that longevity over time. I remember when I worked back in the days on the grocery store working my way up the management ladder, and I had a wise old sage manager who was mentoring me at the time. And I was all fired up. I was young. I wanted to just change everything right away. And my pace was just crazy. I was so ambitious and so driven. And he sat back one day. I was saying, wow, we can do more. We can do more. We can do it faster, better. And he said, let me tell you something. Your job as a manager is not how much you can do in a short period of time. You're getting paid by your longevity, how you can keep it rolling at a good clip for the longest period of time. You are getting paid for your longevity, enduring the ups and downs month after month, not what you can produce physically, how you can make drastic changes. And I always remember that because that's a good metaphor for life. It's hanging in there. That's going to determine your success, especially over long periods of time. If you do anything long enough, the chances that you'll become very good at what you do increase significantly. It's the continual stopping and starting of your exercise program that robs you of your progress. In order to do anything well, you need to do it consistently for a long enough period of time to see results. And the results you experience after your committed workouts will be a terrific source of motivation that will fuel your continual efforts. It's called momentum. It's a very important part of the bodybuilding and training process, your exercise and health program, momentum. It's physical, it's mental, it's emotional, it's psychological, the effects of momentum. You want to have that working for you. The purpose of this podcast is to give you the motivation to hang in there just a little longer and stick with your training program during those times you feel like giving up. Here are 7 tips to help you work your way through the slumps we all experience at times. Number 1, relax. First of all, you need to relax when you feel like stopping. It's common for your level of motivation to go through cycles. The mental challenges that come your way are an inevitable part of the process. Almost everyone, even the best examples of health and fitness and bodybuilding, who you've come to respect over time, have gone through their own ups and downs. What has made them people who have earned your respect is that they have actually overcome those challenges. You shouldn't believe for a moment that they haven't endured the same ups and downs as you do. Realize you will occasionally have lapses in motivation. Accept them and take the steps necessary to gradually increase your desire to train. 2, resist taking a prolonged break from training. As I mentioned, there will be times where your drive to train is stronger than others. However, I don't believe that taking a few weeks off just because you don't feel like it, you don't feel like training, is a good idea. Unless you have some sort of physical energy or health problems, I wouldn't recommend taking unscheduled time off. Who knows, you may never feel like coming back after your layoff. I have seen this happen to many once dedicated people over the years. Even if your motivation is lower than you'd like, make the concerted effort to get to the gym and do your best to follow through on your training program. Put the pressure on yourself to get back on track instead of giving up to your whims to take a prolonged break. Putting yourself through this discomfort now will spare you the intense pain of letting yourself down that you probably have suffered in the past and you certainly don't want to suffer in the future. Trust me. I often warn the bodybuilders who I coach not to fall victim to their feelings. Feelings are not reliable indicators for what you should and should not do in any aspect of your life. Your feelings can change a dozen times throughout the course of a week. Just think about that. When you feel down and out, you have a great meal, and all of a sudden the world seems to change. You're a lot more motivated. Your feelings change. Definitely, I'm sure that you've experienced that when you're feeling less than optimistic about a certain situation. 2 days later, you see it totally differently. Your feelings have changed. You cannot react or make decisions based on your feelings. Instead, take a scheduled week off from training every 7 to 8 weeks, even if you don't feel like taking that time out of the gym. I have found this strategy to be tremendously helpful in keeping my motivation level high and preventing me from mental burnout. At the end of my scheduled week, I'm typically more ready than ever to get back on my program. My motivation and intensity are as high as ever, and I've had plenty of time to let my body and mind rest. 3, set simple training goals. Creating a short list of training disciplines can be extremely helpful. This list can include a few simple tasks that you'll focus on during your workouts, even when you are not as motivated to train as you'd like to be. Simply getting to the gym on time, completing every one of the exercises and sets that you planned to do when you stepped into the gym, making sure you really focus on the targeted muscle group during every repetition, and completing your training session in an hour are just a few examples of what you can include on your list of simple training goals. You don't need to get extremely detailed right off the bat, but create some structure to your workout so you feel like you are progressing. As you track to your goals, you will likely continually increase your level of focus and successfully take your efforts to the next level. This is when discipline becomes important. The dictionary defines the word discipline as control gained by enforcing obedience or order. In other words, you sometimes have to do things that you may not necessarily feel like doing for the greater good in the long run. 4, appreciate what you've already accomplished. Look back for a moment. Haven't you really accomplished a lot more than you may have thought? Aren't you a lot farther along than you were a year ago today? Wouldn't it be great to look back in another year and see the continual progress that you've made? What if you wasted an entire year simply because you lost your motivation and stayed away from your plan? Wouldn't that wasted time feel much worse than if you understood that all you had to do was simply remain committed and work through the times when your motivation is a bit lower than you would have liked? Even if you're not at a scale of 1 to 10 out of 10, even if you're at a 6, even if you're at a 7, that's okay. And you persevered and stuck through until you got back up to your next scheduled break, or you got back up to a 10 level of intensity. The chances are pretty good that you've worked through times like these before. You've worked through the down times. Think about it. There probably aren't any good reasons why you won't successfully pull through these down times again. Remember that. 5, get in the presence of highly motivated people. Associate with people who are like-minded and appreciate your training objectives. They should be motivated to succeed in life and understand the goals that you are striving for. Heck, if you are lucky enough to be invited into their groups, train with those people who are even more driven than you are and help ignite your desire. Also, go to skiplacour.com. Sign up for my free weekly newsletter. Have it sent to you automatically so you get reminded of where you want to go, stay on track, and visit my website at skiplacour.com. All these types of things, getting in a situation with highly motivated people, highly motivating situations, highly motivating reminders will help you get on track with those people who are just as motivated or more motivated than you to take their training to the next level. 6, reevaluate your priorities. Whether your training is going well or it's not going well, you are probably getting what you are focusing on. If you aren't getting what you want out of your workouts, then you may need to reevaluate your priorities in life and dedicate the focus needed to get where you want to go. You get what you focus on. You may have to arrange things. Maybe you're staying up too late at night. Maybe you're trying to do too many things. It's all taking away from your focus to have that body that you really want and doing all the things you need to do to earn that body that you really want. Maybe you need to look at your whole life and reevaluate your priorities. Maybe put less importance on other things. Maybe cut some things out, whatever it takes to get to this goal of creating that body that you really want and sticking to your exercise program and your eating program. 7, don't do anything differently. Maybe you shouldn't do anything differently during these times when you aren't as motivated as you'd like to be. Take responsibility for your success or failure. Maybe it's not your training routine that has caused your lack of success. Maybe you need to fortify your efforts with a little bit more mental muscle. Quit looking for excuses. Quit blaming the plateaus or your training partner or not getting the results you want as fast as you want. Quit looking for outside factors to give you an excuse and a rationalization to quit. Look at yourself. Keep on doing everything that you're doing. Just put more mental muscle, mental focus into everything that you're doing. Just because you failed in the past does not mean you will fail in the future. Sometimes you should do nothing, nothing differently than you're already doing, except work to increase your focus. Don't make rash decisions to change your workout routine, start a new diet, or change gyms. Put the pressure on yourself to work through your problems and the setbacks in the past rather than run from them. Keep working hard toward what you ultimately want from your training efforts during the more challenging times. I am certain that one more of these mental tips will be just what you need to survive the downtimes and get your training back on track. So, Ben, those are some tips that I just kind of wrote up. to help people get back on track. We have this the first of the year coming up. What do you think about those? And tell me what your experiences with some of those are, Ben.
Certainly. Okay. Well, I just feel that, you know, what you're saying in regards to, you know, all of those tips are excellent. And certainly, you know, the mental muscle, the mental toughness and the consistency is just so important. You know, obviously if it's sporadic, people are stopping and starting, there's just not going to be the desired outcome. But that consistency is definitely the key thing. Also, what you're saying in regards to pre-workout training goals and being clear about what a person wants, setting the standard, setting the stage for each and every workout has to happen. I just think these strategies, these tips just make all the difference when it comes to training in the gym and enjoying the process so much more and just working through any challenges that a person has to deal with. So absolutely brilliant. Very, very good.
Well, thank you. You know, sometimes I have gotten criticized where, you know, someone, they come to me and they want some advice on just how to immediately take their training just to the next level, and they're looking for something very scientific. I get a breakdown of what they're all about, what they're doing, and I realize, you know, that the biggest thing they need is put more effort into what they're doing. They need to, again, get a hold of that mental muscle. Maybe not even do anything different. It's not, sometimes that's boring. It's not sexy. That person is looking for something to physically do and take the responsibility off themselves and put it on a training program. That's going to make all the difference in the world. And, you know, if some training program makes all the difference in the world to you, well, the reason why is because you got mentally turned on to that new exercise routine and you gave it a new level of focus, intensity, and effort. It wasn't so much the training program. You know, I know in the sales of bodybuilding, fitness, health and fitness, the sales part of it, a good salesman, a good guru will say, this is the only program. You have to do that. All the other programs are garbage, okay? You have to do mine, okay? I'm not like that. I'm really into the mindset can make any strategy work. You know, there aren't too many programs that are sent to me, hey, Skip, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? You know, I'm not going to sit there and say, I mean, I should be perfectly clear by this time that I've tried all the different training routines. And for building muscle in the shortest period of time, okay, that gets me in and out of the gym so I can just be productive and intense there and then get out of the gym, it's the MaxOT training program. I think I made that perfectly clear about 5 million times. Wouldn't you agree, Ben?
Definitely. Yes, I certainly agree with that.
Okay, and that's out of just years of experience, and for those goals. Now, if you want to be, you know, a swimmer or you want to be a golfer or something like that, I'm not saying that the MaxOT program is the perfectly set up system for that. You know, I haven't really focused in or tried to be a swimmer or a golfer and looked over all the training programs. I have looked over the programs. I have tried many of them in 18-plus years of what can build the most muscle in the shortest period of time, and then especially as I become more involved in business and there's more things in my life on my plate more than just being in the gym and stopping and starting everything I do with my eating, I have to become even more efficient and effective, and I found even more value in the MaxOT training program. So, when I get a training program, I said, hey, if I do this, and I do this, and I do this, Skip, hey, what do you think? Will this work? I already know. You don't even need to, well, I don't want to discourage anyone sending me emails. My point is, I already know it'll work. If you put enough focus and mental energy into it, it will work. Okay? So, anyway, it's that mental muscle, it's that durability. I know that doesn't sound sexy. That doesn't sound, oh, so unique and different. It's probably not a really great sell job sometimes. But it's the truth, you know, and that's what I think the distinction that I bring to this bodybuilding and training is help you use the greatest tool that you have or have, and it's not a weight belt, it's not even a training partner. Your greatest tool is your mind, and it's using your mind effectively that's going to create the best results. Right, Ben? I mean, do you find a lot of times as a personal trainer that that you're like a motivational coach almost more than a guy who deals with strategies.
I definitely agree with that. Absolutely. I mean, where I'm training, where I have a majority of my clients, the standards are quite low. I mean, there's a real social element to that facility, people wanting to talk and lots of girls running around and just a very social type of club in regards to fitness. And certainly when it comes to, you know, getting the job done, you know, just really motivating people, you know, bringing them back before each and every set and just putting forth that additional effort each and every time, just reminding them of that. And really, yeah, so much it has to do with just that motivational aspect and refocusing their attention in the right places and reminding them why they're there. Absolutely, that's a really major part of what I do.
And I would almost say, too, with more advanced bodybuilders who know the basics. I mean, they obviously, if they got to the advanced stage, they know the basics. The next level for them is also the same mental challenge. It's harnessing more resources to get even more out of the strategies that already work for them. So I think it's universal, especially for, you know, for everyone, no matter what level, the more you get out of your mind, the more you get out of your programs. You know, so. So Ben, I want to read a letter to you and get your thoughts on this. And the reason why I'm reading this letter on the air is because I think everybody can benefit it, whether it's you or it's not you. All right. Here's the email I got. Hey there. I've been listening to your online podcast, radio thing, whatever you want to call it. I really like it and will continue to download them. What you do is awesome. But I did have a question because I just started reading over MaxOT and I'm excited to try it. However, my question is this. Paul D'Elia, who is the founder and president of AST Sports Science, really never addresses the CNS and the CNS fatigue. But he does address overtraining a certain muscle, which is really never my problem. This is what has scared me off by lifting heavy 5 days a week until positive failure without any periodization. I've been going to the gym 3 days a week because I don't want to burn out like I normally do. I know that you are quote-unquote, with AST Sports Science, but I'd love to hear your take on this. In the past, I've done an upper-lower split with zero results to show for it. In the past, I've done a lot of other routines with no results to show. The routine that I did well on and strength gains were rapid was Starting Strength by Mark Ripito. Anyhow, when people say, anything will work, I really don't feel this is true when you take into account what I've tried. My nutrition is good, I'd say. Vegetables and fruits daily, totals consuming to 240 to 280 grams of protein, 300 to 400 grams of carbs, and 60 to 70 grams of fat. I get 8 to 10 hours sleep, yet the vast majority of these routines have not delivered despite my hard efforts. I'd just like your opinion on this. That would be great. Thanks, Skip. So, Ben, I'm going to ask you, what do you think of that letter before I tell you my opinions and thoughts?
Okay, excellent. Okay, that was quite a big letter. You know, there was a lot in that. And certainly it was interesting. Some of the points you spoke about was CNS fatigue. I assume that would stand for central nervous system, but I've never heard that term before. You know, interesting what he was saying, and generally I sort of got the overall feeling with this person that has he actually jumped in? You know, has he actually taken that leap of faith and actually experienced that for himself? Sounds like he has tried quite a few other types of trainings and programs. You know, he's doing 3 days and doesn't actually want to burn out. But, you know, my own personal experience with MaxOT training, certainly there is no chance of actually burning out in that way. I mean, generally it's one workout at a time you're training, say, five times a week from Monday through to Friday, no longer than 1 hour or even 45 minutes for each session. My overall feeling is that maybe he needs to generally take that leap of faith and actually experience that for himself and just maybe get over the, you know, the uncertainty of actually burning out and just trusting that that will not happen, absolutely. And
Ben, how, from your experience, have you had a feeling, you know, you can't see, you know, a picture of somebody through an email. How old would you say he was, and how long would you say he was training, just by your feel? If you just had to just take a guess.
Okay, just by my feel, general feeling there, I'd say around about 19, 18, 19, and possibly quite new to training. My general feel is probably around 4-5 months, maybe in and out type thing.
Right. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome, Ben. Your evaluation of this email, how long have you been, you know, a fitness, expert going through this course? How long have you dedicated yourself to health and fitness so far, would you say? Your years of experience.
Generally, it's been around over 4.5 years.
Okay.
Over 4.5 years. And ever since the very beginning, I've always utilized Max OT training and gone, you know, very, very hard with that. It's really been my passion for my own training.
Right. Well, I would just say this, okay? Your perception was amazing. It was outstanding. And even with my 18 years of experience, and, you know, I've been on the Internet since the Internet became kind of popular. I was one of the first bodybuilders to have an Internet web presence where I actually communicated I designed my own website. I communicated with other bodybuilders, aspiring fitness personnel. So for a very long time now, okay, I feel that thousands and thousands of emails, and I can pretty much tell a level of commitment and understanding of everything that's going on by this person's email. And I think I've mentioned this on the show before, that we all run in patterns, and people are generally the same. It's the 5% difference that we are different that makes all the difference in the world, but usually people run in patterns. And you can pick up patterns. It's not that I'm some genius. It's just that I've been doing this so long, I can pick out certain patterns by what people say. What is interesting to me, Ben, is that your perceptions were so right on in your almost 5 years of being a fitness expert, okay? Because I asked him the same question. I read that, and I had my gut instinct, and I emailed him back, and I said, all right, tell me, how old are you? And how long have you been training? And I said, don't BS me, because I'll know if you're lying to me. You know what I mean? And so he emailed me back and said, I'm 18 and I'm going to be 19. So you were right on there. And he said, I've been training almost 8 months, 9 months. Okay? So you were right on with all that. I also agree with how you evaluated the email. And again, the purpose of me reading this email is not to make a light of anything. This gentleman is obviously intense enough. He's committed enough to write this email. And I am going to give the advice, my professional advice to him, to get him on track and to think clearly and more straight to get him what he wants. And also I want to broadcast this over the radio show, that if you can see any similarities in yourself, no matter what level you are at too, that you can benefit from this email, even though you're not the person who wrote this email. So let me break it down. So first of all, you know, it's funny you said about CNS and TNS fatigue. You know, Ben, I don't even know what that is. At least you had a guess. I've never heard it in terms of working out. You know, I mean, I've just never heard it. I had to look it up, and I think I saw the Catholic Networks of School the first or whatever, right? I had to Google it, okay? So I've never necessarily heard it, central nervous system and central nervous fatigue. Again, any time I see a lot of acronyms or, you know, CNS versus, you can just say what it is, fatigue and overload. And you see that it, what he says is that he knows about CNS and CNS fatigue, but Paul D'Elia of AST just talks about overtraining a certain muscle group. See, you know, when I was on the motivational speaker tour right after my bodybuilding career, I was mentored by this motivational speaker making millions of dollars, going all over the country doing seminars. And one thing he told me is that the level of language and the way you speak to your audience is that of an intelligent 7-year-old. Don't try to use all these terms and phrases and whatever. It's not about you impressing them with what you know or how smart you are. It's about communicating it, getting them from point A to point B in a level of understanding in their life. You know, keep it simple so they get the message. You don't lose some of your audience with fancy terms. Now, you know, whether you want to call it CNS or whatever, or overtraining a muscle group, it's the same thing. You should be able to make that connection. Somebody uses fancy words to make themselves feel fancy, and the AST is simple just to get results. The emphasis shouldn't be on promoting myself or Paul D'Elia of AST Sports Science promoting himself as some genius. It's about getting results, so keeping it simple. So quit looking for all this specialization and all this complexity and all these acronyms and sexy language. You want results, all right? So certain terms about, overtraining and not his problem. I mean, I don't think that 8 or 9 months of training gives you enough time to think of anything. And I'll tell you, if you've tried, I get the impression I've tried so many different routines, okay? Now, I don't know how many so many different routines, as I hear that a lot. And there aren't really so many routines. Sometimes it's 2 or 3 at most. Even if this person tried 3 different routines and they've been training 9 months, they've really only given each one 3 months a chance. And that's at best. And that could be, it sounds like so much information overload and confusion and uncertainty and skepticism. How much did they really give to that training program in those 3 months? And that's if they only tried 3. And also, can you be talking in this manner if you've only tried 3 different workouts anyway? All right, it's the level of intensity, focus, your commitment, working out the kinks in your own mind and your own understanding of the program. You got to give it the time that it needs before you just assume you know that you assume it's the program. And that was point number 7 of the podcast, is that you want to, maybe put the responsibility, just assume for 3 months. This is the greatest program in the world. That takes some sales job on your part. Assume it. So when it's not working, assume there's something wrong with you. Now you're going to write an email talking about the program and how it doesn't work. I must say, wow, I must be a rookie at this. I have to find a way to get more out of myself. Put the pressure back on you. Take the leap of faith, as you said, Ben, and give it your full focus and attention. And don't assume you're Mr. Intensity, you're Mr. Fully Understanding. Assume, again, it's not working. There's something wrong with you, all right? Just do it for the greater good, all right? And then things like upper, lower splits, 0 results to show for it. I even wonder if he really had 0 results to show for it. I think of an 18 or 19-year-old went to the gym for 3 months, and he did it consistently. And we're giving him the assumption that he was consistent with all of this. All right? That may not even be true, right, Ben? His level of consistency might be, I only miss 1 workout a week. Well, if you do 3 workouts a week and you only miss 1, you've missed 33% of your workouts. But we're going to assume that during those 8 or 9 months, he gave 100% of consistency. You know, if he went there 3 days a week for 6 months, let's say, there were results. Maybe not the results that you would have hoped, but you can't do anything 3 days a week for 8 months, starting from 0, starting flat, and get 0 results. Especially if he's eating the way he talked about, it's just impossible. All right, so maybe not the results, and maybe we need to look at that. What type of expectations should an 18 or 19-year-old training for 6 months, let's say, expect as far as results are concerned? I wonder if he was walking around and maybe the girls at school or or his mom or dad said, wow, you're looking good. Man, you're really sticking to this program. I can see that. I can see definition in your arms or whatever. It just wasn't good enough to him, for him, but he translates that in his mind as having zero results, and so, boom, he's off to another training program. All right, so he doesn't, and then he even talks about, here's a guy who's been training for 8 or 9 months, talking about, I don't want to burn out like I normally do. What does that mean? Did that mean that going back to the top of the hour here that he stopped and started? You can't stop and start in 8 months and then think that you're doing everything you can and start looking at the program. I started doing well. And again, well is a relative term. Compared to what? Compared to other 18-year-olds? Compared to this vision you saw in a bodybuilding magazine, you saw this guy in the ad and you thought you'd be a little closer to that. What is well? How is that defined? And strength gains, and he talks about it. A book, I don't know the gentleman who wrote that book. I don't know anything about that book, but I'm sure that it can work, okay? And then he says, and this goes back to what I said, is that when people say anything will work, he really doesn't feel this is true when you take into account everything he's tried. Well, I don't know. You're talking about stopping and starting. You're talking about burning out, and you're 18 years old, and you're talking about doing this for 8 or 9 months. I don't put a whole lot of credibility into everything you've tried when you tell me that. I don't see you're anything close to an expert. Hey, I may be sounding a little harsh. I don't mean to be harsh. I'm just being honest to help you get the results you want. A coach pushes you. He challenges your way of thinking. He challenges you physically. You know, you don't want to just be certain that everything you're doing physically and mentally is right. There can't be any improvement. So what does that mean? If I let you convince yourself that everything you've tried and you're not getting the results, then there's no hope for you. You might as well quit on this. All right? So I don't believe it, and I don't mean to sound harsh. I mean to be effective, give you what you need. You haven't tried much at all. You have no credibility to make determinations. You need to take that leap of faith. Stick to one and, you know, do all these other things that we're talking about. You know, the diet thing, you know, his nutrition is good. Then that's another thing when people say their nutrition is good. I find that there are a lot of different varying degrees of what good is, and good to you may not, be good at all. And, yeah, while I'm talking about that, anyone listening to the show, if you're finding this information helpful, and, you know, we're not going to have a lot of time to get into all what good nutrition is versus bad versus average, send me an email. I'm going to send you some guiding organizing principles to good nutritional habits. All right, just send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, and you can see in line with these organizing principles how good, bad, or somewhere in between your diet may be. You know, so 8 or 9 months on this program, his nutrition is good, and like I've said many times throughout this program, the way you eat, how you feed your body is up to 80% of the way you look, how much muscle, how much body fat you do and don't have, and how you feel energy levels, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, and psychologically. 80% of all that is really going to be determined by the way you eat, all right? So it's very important. Things like getting sleep 8 to 10 hours. I don't know if I'm a gigantic fan of that, so necessary. But, you know, we won't necessarily have 8 to 10 hours for an 18-year-old is great. That's fine. But the vast majority of these routines have not delivered despite my hard efforts, all right? Training hard, being really motivated and passionate, being very dedicated and committed, that is a great start. Unfortunately, that is not the same as training effectively. You know, it's just not. And I always take it into the business world. People can relate to money, all right? You can take a 35-year-old man, and he can get a great job at McDonald's or a burger stand or the fast food stand, and he can work very, very hard doing what his boss tells him, running the best McDonald's burger stand fast food joint possible, okay? Very admirable working very hard. But if the results that he wants are not just, hey, I worked hard, boy, don't I feel good, I follow through, I execute. If his results are the amount of money that he brings home and puts in his bank account, it doesn't matter how hard he works at McDonald's, okay? If he wants better results, he may have to do a different route, take a different strategy, and apply that working hard to a better, more effective strategy. So I don't care how hard you work, if you're not sticking to anything, if you're bouncing from routine to routine, I don't even know if you're working hard even fits my definition of working hard. But let's say that it does. You have to find the right strategy and stick with it to apply working hard. Okay? So I hope that answers that gentleman's question. Anything you want to add to that, Ben?
I really just think you really just nailed that and spot on. So no, nothing at the moment. That was very clear.
Right, and I hope that's clear to everyone listening. If you're a little bit like this guy or a lot about this guy, hey, I appreciate the dedication, the focus, the ability to jump in here and try and read about and research a lot of different routines. I appreciate breaking it down to a science. I appreciate working hard in the efforts, okay? That's a great entry. That's a great first start. Okay, if I don't guide you in the right direction, trust me, this 19-year-old, this 18-year-old, wherever he is, if he continues with the mindset of the results he's not producing, no matter how hard, how much he wants it, how dedicated he is, he will not be doing this 2 years from now. Okay, he just won't be. I've seen it many times before. If you can't figure it out, you're not going to go in there after a while and just be frustrated. All right? This is only going to last so much longer. He needs an intervention to help himself out, you know. This isn't about me. I can say, look, go to the AST Sports Science website. Get your free email pass. Instead of putting all this effort in all these different training programs, just put it to Max. So if he just give it 6 months. You don't even think about anything else. I don't even want you looking, researching on the internet. I don't want you even comparing this terminology to CNS or any other acronym. Just 6 months totally focused. All right. Number one, that person will see the results. I guarantee it. Okay. Secondly, to have a greater appreciation and understanding to what their role, their mind, plays into it. Because there's so many different factors to creating the body that you really want. One is you're the information director. You get to research all this information. Then you get to choose it, all right? And then it's about actually executing, going to the gym. Well, then it's going to the gym and how well you execute. And then there's so many levels on top of that, all right? So the more things you can put on autopilot, all right, that – I don't want you to create a routine 3 weeks from now. I don't want you to think about, well, what should my back workout consist of? Some of these, some of those, some of this, and what order should I put them in? Just for 6 months, don't even worry about that. Just do the MaxOT program, exactly how it's outlined. Let Paul D'Elia and the experts such as myself tell you exactly what to do and what order and how many. Don't question us, okay? Don't doubt us. Just do it exactly as we tell you to. Okay, just for 6 months. All right? You concentrate on getting your butt to the gym. You concentrate on focusing while you're in there and not talking to your buddies. You concentrate on squeezing out that one more rep when you don't think you can. Okay? You go home, rest and recover, and eat all your meals on time like you know you should. And then you get up your butt out of bed and do whatever you have to do and get in the gym again. All those things, major, major importance. Let us take care of, through the MaxOT program, all that other stuff, all right? Then, after 6 months, then break it down. Then do your creative thinking, okay? Take my 18 years of experience. Take Paul D'Elia's more than 18 years of experience. You know, step into our shoes, assume that we're experts, assume we're putting on the right path, which we are. You apply the effort to it, okay? After 6 months, go for it. Break it down, pick it apart, bring in other systems, do whatever you have to do. I understand that's a part of the whole growth process. But for 6 months, you worry about that in, let us line you out in the program. You're going to see results. And then you're going to be to what I'm, you're going to understand what I'm saying, that, wow, if I put enough intensity and focus into a structured program, I'm going to see results. And, God, you're going to be, it's just 6 months of focus. You're going to be so ahead of the average person because you're able to put your brain on autopilot. You'll know why some exercise routines work. Okay, you'll know that that thing I thought was such a big deal. This exercise, oh, you got to have those. Or, hey, it says not to do these. That's such a big deal. 6 months from now when you're feeling great, feeling fulfilled, executing, following through, getting that momentum, and seeing the results in your physical body, you're going to all of a sudden know, ah, that's not very important. Oh, that's really important. Oh, that's somewhere in between. Right now, you have no clue. You're treating everything that's it's massively important. Some things that you're treating as massively important aren't important at all. Some things are really important, and you've decided with no experience that it's not very important. So just for 6 months, let this part of your brain go on autopilot, the structure, the system, the routine, the days of the week to work, and you worry about all the other stuff because that's the tough stuff. That's what makes you a champion. That's what gives you that durability. That gives you that longevity. That's what's going to make you the stud in the gym. That stud in the gym, okay, with that great body who's been doing it for 5 years that you admire so much, he has the mental fortitude to get through all this information overload like the writer of this email. You work on that part, and let's work on the training program. Anything you want to add to that, Ben?
Just spot on. I mean, what you're saying to this gentleman is, you know, just jumping in there on autopilot, taking that leap of faith and just implementing and executing it, you know, not involving the mind, not analyzing, just, you know, having that faith. And, you know, 6 months down the track, you know, it's going to be a huge transformation and just totally different, you know, knowledge from that level of experience. And then you're going to have so much faith and gather that momentum. So, yeah, I just really, you know, can't agree with what you're saying enough. I mean, it's just great. And for this gentleman, I think, yeah, that's exactly what needs to happen.
Right. And for everyone out there, resist the desire to need something sexy, new, and different, you know? I know that, you know, look, working out is amount of, and I guess I've said this about 10 different ways on this show alone, it's about showing up. It's about executing it. You know, some may be appeal to you different. You know, I see a lot of different personal trainers in the gym, and actually, you know, it's not that I'm bored. It's just that, you know, I may want to try some type of routine that isn't about building muscle and losing body fat in the shortest period of time and getting in and out of the gym. Maybe I want to train kind of like a sports performance athlete just for a change of pace, okay? I'm in control of that decision. I'm not saying, oh, God, I need a new workout routine. I need to do something different to have the body that I want. No, I may want to just try something different, okay? I'm not blaming my routine. I'm not blaming my boredom. I know where it is, like, you know, some of these people, okay? Don't have a guru or a special in the gym saying, oh, this is the only way to do it. All it's going to do is confuse you even more. Now, if you want to try something sexy so much that, wow, this pumps me up, you know, so much that I'm going to show up finally to the gym on a consistent basis. Well, that's a different thing. If that's going to give you the mental edge to show up, then you're going to find out all these different things that we're talking about, all right? But the thing is, it's just if something's working, you know, it's kind of working, is quit looking for a new routine, at least for a certain period of time. Get back on track, get refocused, and make what you're doing work because you'll find out that anything will work to a certain degree. And again, though, I'm going to put a little caveat to that, is that, yes, there are more effective and more efficient training methods, and that's what I'm pointing to with the Max OT training method. So, Ben, that's our show for this week. That week seemed to fly by. I think there was a lot of meat in this last hour, and if you're listening to this live, I want you to podcast. I want you to listen to this later. A lot of coaching went into this that, in the future, you might hear this recording 10 different times over the next, you know, 6 months. I bet you get a little nugget, more information, a new level of understanding every time you hear it. And that's a great thing about coaching. That's the great, exciting part of this journey, is that there's so many layers and dimensions in it. Enjoy that process. Don't get frustrated. So visit my website at skiplacour.com. Visit the AST Sports Science website. Visit the manformation.com website. Send me the emails for those things. Everyone have a great week. Ben, I will see you next week.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Okay, bye. Take care.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle, Max Ortiz Style, is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a 1-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I've limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing On Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing On Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.